Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome you once again to Free Inside Ministry, the radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. This is Reverend Bulla Eastman and my lovely wife, Lynette.
Hello, hello.
And mahalo for tuning in. And we also have Pastor Kawa Kwan here on this
Aloha.
Monday evening.
Aloha.
Yes.
And you are listening to
Monday.
Yes, Monday, yes. Monday should be 99.5 FM. The Word in Honolulu should be right about 9:30 p.m. And if you're in Arizona, it should be right about 10 p.m. And you'll be listening to Grace 91.1 FM, coming right out of Eloy, Arizona.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to reach us on streaming at 9:30 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time, it's at www.995theword.com.
And if you want to reach us on streaming in Arizona, go to www.grace911.com.
Hallelujah. Aloha to our brothers and sisters in Halawa, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, WCCC Women's, and a blessed aloha to Saguaro, Arizona, where about 1,500 of our Hawaii men are incarcerated. We'd like to also say a special God bless you and aloha to other prisons in Eloy and Florence, Arizona, listening in tonight.
Yes, and mahalo for those of you that have written us. And we'd love to get mail. So you can reach us at P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. We also have a website that you can go to and pick up other podcasts at www.freeinsideministry.org. Or you can email us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And on social media, Facebook, search Free Inside Ministry. For those of you that just want to talk one-on-one with Rev Boo,
ooh, yeah,
call him at 808-222-2822.
And also, if you'd like to, we just want to thank some of our sponsors. And that would be First Assembly of God, Red Hill, under the leadership of Senior Pastor Clayton Coe.
Hallelujah.
Actually, the superintendent for all the Assembly of God churches in Hawaii. And also Sister Marian Gananciel with Free Inside Ministry. Also, Pastor James Bird Mahilona, First Lady Lucy Mahilona, and Fishes of Men Ministries for partnering with us, collaborating with us, and sowing seed to build the kingdom of God together. Cannot forget Mark and Mary Benson at Honolulu 4.
Honolulu 4.
God bless.
And Danny Asal, great team over there making it happen. And with their faith, their prayers, and their support, this is our third year for being on air with Free Inside Ministry.
Ooh, God bless them.
Reaching out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. But you know, you don't have to be locked up
to be locked up.
We tell people that all the time, you know. Yes. And being that it is Monday and it is the 27th, we always have a special time. That's right. Everybody gets their music.
Glory.
It's Mr. Smooth.
Glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And welcome to tonight's broadcast. A special program for you to listen in how good and gracious the Lord is.
Thank you, Jesus.
And also to receive a few blessings here and there to carry us through our days that we face. A special aloha to all my family of God all the way out there in Honolulu, Waimanalo, Kailua, Pearl City, and especially to beautiful Hana Maui.
Amen.
God bless you tonight.
Hey, you know, Pastor, there's a big weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
The Free Inside Ministry Praise and Worship Team will be out at Halawa Gym Chapel on Saturday
praise
night. And also...
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We had a wonderful time.
Thank you, Jesus.
We had a wonderful time this past Saturday evening at chapel. And we wrapped it up Sunday at AMR with Pastor Paul Patterson and everyone there. Thank you also coming out yesterday. And, you know, tonight we're just here because we got something even more exciting coming up this week. And we're headed to Saguaro.
Yes. And so May 4, 5, 6, gentlemen in Saguaro, the free Saguaro baptisms are on 4, 5, and 6. Please sign up today.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, we've got a special song tonight, and it's an upbeat song. It's kind of light, you know, kind of had a heavy weekend. But, you know, when we play this song, everybody gets pretty nuts. But we just enjoy You know, sometimes you just got to cut loose and you just got to buckle loose. And you got to laugh. And if you're not laughing, then you better look in the mirror and laugh some more. But it's going to go out to all of us. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way. Yeah, I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way. Yeah, yeah. Here's what I mean, listen up close. Fred and Wilma Flintstone sing Yabba-dabba-loo-ya.
Yabba-dabba-doo-ya.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, Scooby-Dibby-loo-ya.
Scooby-Dibby-loo-ya.
Jetson's dog named Astro. Cause I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise.
Oh yeah.
In a whole new way. Yeah, yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Cowabunga.
Then there's Kermit the Frog here singing
Ribbit.
Hi-ho-lulu-yah.
Hi-ho-hi-ho.
And that little bald guy, Elmer Fudd. Hallelujah. Cause I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way. Oh, that big old moose and his friend Rocky.
Boo-ing-ka-loo-ya.
And our favorite bear named Yogi.
Hey, boo 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 loo ya.
Boo 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 boo.
And there's all those little blue guys. And they'd sing, ha
la 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 la.
Beavis and that other guy.
Nah.
Now there's a point to this Looney Tune. I'm not an animaniac, but there's a lot of praising to do. And cartoons weren't late for that. It's our job. Yeah, yeah. So let's sing hallelujah. All the guys sing with me. Here we go. Hallelujah. Ladies echo.
Hallelujah.
Hear me, man.
Hallelujah.
Jabba dabba doo ya, Scooby dooby doo ya, rah 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 rah,
rah 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 rah.
Praise the Lord.
Never a dull moment in the studio.
No, no, no.
Bye bye, Scooby Doo, and aloha to you.
Yeah.
Well, we're so blessed once again to have Pastor Kawa Kwan, Dr. Kwan, to the very few that know he does carry the credential of that accomplishment. So blessed to have you here all the way in from the Lamb of God Church and Bible School Ministry. Thank you, Hallelujah. Pastor Kwan, for coming in this evening.
Praise God. It's truly a pleasure always to be back in the studio
Amen.
With you and with you all brothers and sisters that are out there listening
yes,
over
Amen.
The airways. And not only you, but also the other people, whoever is listening tonight,
Amen.
You tuned in on the right station and you got connected
at
to the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
God knows only what you go through and what we face every day. But we're here on this program to bring a word of encouragement,
yes.
to bring hope. And the only way is Jesus Christ.
Only way.
There's no other way but
no
Jesus.
No other way.
No other path, no other journey.
Mm-hmm.
But only what Jesus did on the cross that we now can stand here because we've been through many hurts.
Yes.
We've been through many things
yes.
in our lives and no one can see the scars. No one can see all the shatteredness. But the Word of God just puts it all back together.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the Word of God, you know, Lynn and Pastor Bula,
yes.
the Word of God is so great, man. I'm telling you, it's It's that brings it all together.
Yes, incomparable.
It's the evidence, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the evidence that God is alive. It's alive. That substance.
He is good.
And I like to share this scripture, though it be just one scripture tonight, but I know there's so much wealth in it.
Yes, powerful.
From a letter that Paul writes in 2 Corinthians. And, you know, in his letters to the church there, he's so concerned about everything that's going on. He doesn't want to micromanage our lives, because if he's trying to micromanage, then where is our first desire or choice to give God worship? Mm-hmm. But he says this in the 7th chapter, and I'm just reading it from my simplified King James Version.
2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Man, just those simple words is a confronting word all by itself, because perfection, you know, we in our minds, we think already it's hard for us to attain perfection. It's hard for us to get there. But, you know, tonight you're going to hear in the discussion the goodness and the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lynn, what do you have there from your...
My message Bible.
Message Bible.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, with promises like this to pull us on, dear friends, let's make a clean break with everything that defiles or distracts us, both within and without. Let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God.
Bula. Hallelujah. God. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, it says, my friends, we get all this stuff Godwin promised us. That's why we got to clean out all the bad kind stuff that make us pilau inside or outside, and go all out for come 100% clean and special for God, because we get so plenty respect for him that just like we scared of him.
Ooh. Oh, that is...
Fear of God.
Fear of God. Maybe you have to clarify in the Greek what pilau means.
Pilau is filthy, all kind dirty, all kind gotta wash them
dirty.
Off. Dirty. Mm-hmm. Pilau.
Pilau.
You know, and on that point, you know, Paul is writing this letter not with any condemnation, not with anything that you have done wrong. And he has a reason to write such words like that in a pilau and filthiness. But this letter he writes is because his care, his concern for you. Amen. In the sight of God, that God, you know, his desire was for the relationship to grow in God. Your relationship. So in a way, we're kind of duplicating this letter and saying it over the airways, mm-hmm. encouraging people over the airways, not condemning no one out there,
amen.
But encouraging you to the fact that these promises are specially made for us. These words of God, it is the aid, it is the guidance for us. Because as I've said earlier, Jesus Christ is the only way. There's only through Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation.
Amen.
In heaven. He's the only path. He's the only journey. He's the only key. And he's the only ticket. But you know what's so good about this ticket, Lynn and Bula? It's free.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Free 99.
F-R-E-E.
You know, it's interesting, later on in the if you move further down in the verses to verses number 8 in the New King James Version, it says, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, because yes. Paul knows the power of the words that are being written on this epistle, he says, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it.
Yes.
And then it's a semicolon, and then he says, though I did regret it. It's kind of like, I'm sorry I wrote this letter. I'm not really sorry with it. Now I am. And it says, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while.
Only for a while.
Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance.
Mm. Yes.
For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. In other words, it was a wake-up call.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm sorry I wrote the letter. You know, not really. I'm not really sorry. You know, because in the Jesus book, it says, Even if I would make you guys feel sad with the letter I would write, I'm not sorry I would write them. No matter if I would feel sorry that time, because I would find out that my letter would make you guys feel sad, but only for a short time. But now I feel good inside. Not because you guys didn't feel sorry, but because the letter would make you guys tell God you're sorry and you're going to do different than you was doing before.
Oh, you know, and him, you know, when you write a letter,
yeah,
it's so much different from face to face.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get a little confrontational the words
little
that
personal.
You write. You can make it personal. You can dot that I real big, you know, and you can cross that T because you're just not in that same space at that time. But when you can speak these words and write it, and he shares deeply from his heart, because even from a few chapters before that, he says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, a new creature.
That is the number one promise.
Oh,
right there.
Yes. And he says, old things are passed away.
Wow, no more. It's over.
Behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
You know, it's an encouragement. It's just it's a uplifting. You know, even there's times that, like, I can only imagine what everyone else is going through. And I, as a pastor, and you know how it is. We all,
yep.
We all get in traffic and we all trying to get
Buller?
Home. You know what I mean? And we all
traffic in Buller,
are sitting
good.
In there and the beautiful sunshine is just baking us as we're sitting in that traffic.
The Lord.
And some people just take more advantage in time. You know, you got things to contemplate. And here we are trying to be led by the Spirit to get to where we need to get at a specific time. I mean, I know you all know what I'm saying. We deal with anger issues. We deal with impatience. We deal with things like that. But Paul here writes, having therefore these promises. And then he says, dearly beloved. So he's concerned about that. So even though there may be things he's heard or what, but like he said, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. You know, let's use the blood of Jesus. You know, the Old Testament talks about what would have cleansed us, or not cleansed us, but what would cover our sin, and it was the blood of animals or goats. But now when Christ went to the cross,
yes,
it made it one sacrificial divine blood that spilt, that it just doesn't cover, but it removes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Removes, my brothers.
Yes.
And I know you're shouting amen right now.
Amen.
And you're grateful for that sin to be removed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And imagine God he thinks about it no more.
Though
there may be consequences in our present life.
Yes.
But he removes that from our eternal life, in our spiritual life. But yet he's still concerned about us in the present that we are. Because there is a perfecting of holiness in the fear of God. You know, when you listen to that word, perfecting holiness, and it's not about right now we're going to be perfect, like perfect, perfect, perfect. But it's the Spirit of God that is alive in
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And we just continue to worship. We continue to praise. We continue to sing based upon these promises.
No matter what.
No matter what. Based upon what he has already laid down for us. No matter all the circumstances and all the things.
Hallelujah. You know, and that ties in perfectly with one of the verses that is one of our favorite verses in the Free Inside Prison Ministry. Because many times when we go to minister in the prisons, people aren't on the top of their game.
Yes.
You know, they're in a position where they've lost a few things. In fact, like we say, it's not until you've lost all your resources, you know who your source is. And it's Jesus. And if you have nothing but Jesus, you have everything.
Oh, yes.
But you see, when you go into prison, it's a different scenario because they've been set back. Things have been taken away. They've been separated. They've been removed from certain situations, from certain relationships. And a lot of times we tell them, it's not that God put a storm to blow you off course. He puts you in the storm to blow you on course. And for some of them, it's a little hard for them to grasp. But we always send them back to Romans 8:28.
Yes.
And with Romans 8:28, it begins to break the mold. It begins to break the ice. It begins to remove the scales from their eyes. When it says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Thank you, Jesus.
For him he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son,
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know, and in the Jesus book, when you talk about Romans 8:28, it says, us guys notice too, God make everything come out all good for the people to get love and aloha for him. Before time, God will go make plan what he going to do for them, and he going to tell them already, come with me, be my guys. Before time, he didn't pick those people already because he like make them come the kind of people, just like his boy, God's boy. That's Christ. He the main one, and the other guys, they're just like his younger brothers and sisters.
Come be wow. my guys.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All the time.
I just felt that should be said at that time. Amen. God is good.
All the time.
Because all the treasures, everything, and you know, Bulla, you said a word there, conform.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna conform, and you know, there's only one way we can conform to the image of his son Jesus Christ is to live according to this truth. There's only one truth, one absolute truth.
Amen.
You know, we don't just fit truth in to
yes.
fit our purpose,
live by
fit,
faith,
but there's only one truth that we can live by and profess and continue to grow on. Because of this truth, God is forever faithful to us.
Thank
he
you.
Loves us. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, dude.
Well, you know, you were speaking about that the other day about, we talked about this also. It's absolute truth.
Absolute.
And relevant truth.
Yes.
Relevant.
And there are absolute truths that are you can't argue about that. But the relevant truth are truths that man creates that are relevant to his situation, condition,
right.
or time frame. And when people start to grasp more, and we have that in legislation right now, you know,
well,
with all the different
relevancy.
Bills, when it's more relevant to where they're at. But you see, that relevancy pulls them away from the absolute truth. And then when you pull away from the absolute truth, that's when you have chaos.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know, and you compromise everything.
That's when you get lost.
That's when you get lost. And that's why if you're in a church and your pastor preaches the uncompromised word of God, the authorized, the inspired, inerrant, infallible word of God, go up and thank him. Shake
Jesus.
His hand.
Yeah.
Give him a
yes.
dig
say,
in.
Pastor, thank you for giving me the
roots.
Truth, the whole
thank
truth,
you,
and nothing but
the
truth. Because we'd rather hurt you with the truth than kill you with a lie.
Oh, yes. Thank God. That's what the promises are. That's why Paul's encouraging this. Because there's no other thing that can cleanse us but the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But the promise of God, the absolute truth of God, leads us.
Thank
leads
you,
us in, this, in the spirit and in this normal mortal body that we're living in, towards perfecting our worship before the Lord Jesus. And you know, out there that are listening right now, it's not hard, it's not complicated, but there's many times we put ourselves in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as you've just heard, we apply the truth relevancy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Just to justify where we're at.
Just to
make it look good. Sound good, but deep down inside, you are so far away from our God.
Yes.
You're so far away from the God who created us, sent his son for us.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not just a day by day. Make it right now.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, don't put it off. Don't
yes.
take time. Don't look around to the right or left, but just make it right
mm-hmm.
now. And the only way to do that is simply by saying, Jesus, I need you in my life. Jesus, I need help right now. And I only can feel for you, my brothers and sisters, in incarceration at this time. I agree what you just heard, that like, you know, you have just that environment that you're in. And we're in an environment of our own, but yet,
Amen.
If you can understand what I'm trying to say right now, there's just certain things you can do. You're limited. But God is unlimited right
That's
now.
That's right.
I just want you to just take this moment and just set your affections, set your eyes upon God right now.
Mm.
When you look at your circumstance before you see God, it's going to be frustrating.
Mm.
But put God first.
Yes.
And as this scripture says tonight, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of this flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Put this word before your circumstance.
Amen.
And you see the greatness of God.
You
see his mercy. You see his grace beyond that. I just would like to pray with you at this time, if we could.
Amen.
You know, let's Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name,
Jesus
it's such
name.
A special time always to speak for you and to share the good news of
yes,
God.
Lord.
For you know the depth of every heart of every listener tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, you see what their circumstance is. Lord, both in the prison and families and loved ones and dear ones that are outside. Lord, we pray right now that your spirit that is far-reaching and your presence that is omnipresent all over.
Yes, Lord.
Be right there with the listeners this night. Lord, they may be listening and just agreeing with it and not even knowing what to say. But Lord, they can just say it simply, Jesus,
amen.
I need
Jesus.
Your help.
I need you.
I need your help, Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
These, Lord, that they the words that they heard tonight, that they can put it before you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
That they can put it before their circumstance, Lord, and just do what the Word of God says, to trust and rely completely upon Him. And I pray for the families and even those that facilitate in all these facilities, give them courage and strength, Lord, to uphold them likewise.
Yes, Father. Thank
and Lord,
you,
just be there for each and every one. May the good Lord bless you and also this program.
Yes,
and all
Lord.
The hands in Jesus' name.
Jesus, my
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just want to remind everybody, if you need a verse that you can ponder upon tonight, Romans 8:37, and this will set you to sleep.
Yes.
Yet in all these things,
all
we are more than
things.
Conquerors through Him who loved us.
Ooh.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in the Jesus book, it says, nothing can hammer you.
Nothing.
Nothing can hammer you. And that's the wonderful love of Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing can separate
you.
Nothing
can hammer you.
You know, if you want more information about the program, go to our website, please. We actually have a tab for those of you who'd like to support the ministry to ensure that the good news of the gospel continues
hallelujah.
To go forward. We have a
Amen.
Donation page. Every
Thank you, Lord.
Cent, every dollar goes straight yes. into the production. There is no compensation whatsoever. We just live to share the good news of the gospel
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. And the word is going forth. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. You could have listened to a lot of different stations, but you're listening to this station, be it in Hawaii or Arizona or anywhere in the world if you're streaming.
Anywhere.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Now, if you get an opportunity tomorrow, share the love of Jesus with someone, not by what you say, but maybe by how you're going to live your life, because that's the praise and worship. It's more than just singing a song on Sundays. It's how we live our lives.
Amen.
That's
right. You know, if you're tired of getting messed up, tune in with us and you'll get blessed up. And it's Monday to Friday, 9:30 in Honolulu, 10 o'clock in Arizona. Remember, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hallelujah. Thank get some rest.
Jesus.
We're
going to
see you tomorrow night.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You all.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.